Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. I do hope that you're all very well. Today I'm talking about hitting the bottom, like getting to the very worst that you can possibly be and the benefits of that. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So for those of us that work in therapy or want to work in therapy, our role is to help people to get better.
Yeah.
And it would be crazy to say any other. Of course it is. That's our role. To help people overcome their issues, to help people to find the strength to overcome the issues, to help people to reflect on their own selves about who they are, to help people. Full stop. But what I want to talk about is the question, you know, do we really help them by helping them? Are we really helping them by alleviating their problems? Okay, so what do we mean by that? Well, there's a beautiful story that was like an allegory that was told by somebody who'd worked in therapy for a lot of years. And he said, after having worked in therapy with people for a long time, I realize now that people don't want you to help them. They just want you to make things more tolerable. And he gave the analogy of, he said, it's like, imagine that the whole of humankind are standing in a septic tank filled with effluent. Just so as not to say shit, but filled with effluent. Okay, up to the necks. But they don't want you to pull them out. They don't want you to pull them out of it. They want you to get everybody else to stop making waves. Yeah, to stop splashing. So, that premise that people generally don't want help. They don't want you to fix anything. They want you to make things more tolerable for them so they can continue doing what they're doing. So imagine somebody has a bad habit and you help them by making them feel that it's not a bad habit. Make them feel better about what they do so they can continue doing what they're doing, but they just don't feel bad about it anymore. Okay? Is that help? Is that good therapy or bad therapy? I don't know. Anthony DeMello, who was also a psychologist, he was a psychologist stroke spiritual leader. So he had two roles. And he said that when he was working with somebody, he was torn between the two paths that he was on because they weren't the same. The psychologist in him wanted to help them, wanted to stop them from hitting rock bottom. And the spiritual leader wanted to let them hit rock bottom. So what do you mean by that? Well, imagine yourself in a swimming pool and you are neither on the surface nor are you at the bottom. You're in the middle of the swimming pool and you're drowning. But you haven't got anything that you can use to push. On the surface, you can kind of keep yourself up there by, you know, moving. At the bottom, you can push off and zoom back up again. But in the middle, you're kind of like stuck, you know, you're just there. I mean, there are things you can do, but you kind of get stuck. And that's the problem. Many people just want to stay there. I'll just stay here. It's safe. I'm not on the surface. On the surface, I'll have to do things. And at the bottom, I don't want to go down there because I'm scared of it. There's a lot of, you know, talk in the spiritual world, and this is not recent but very old, that to actually change, you must suffer. Suffering is the cause of change, and change only happens when there's suffering. What does that mean? That means that when people are comfortable, I believe, and you know, this is going beyond the remit of just therapy, But I believe that the biggest problem that we have in this world at the moment is comfort, that people are too comfortable. And what's happening with that is people are so comfortable that they are willing to give up very, very important things in their life. They're willing to allow others to take things off them just because they're comfortable. And it's okay. You know, we get by. We eat, we live comfortably, we have our 2 holidays a year abroad. Everything's all right. That's comfort. And it's that comfort that can lead to laziness, I suppose. Laziness about how you develop yourself. And that's why I believe that it's a very, very big problem. You see, there's an expression, when you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, that's when you do something about it. What does that mean? It's the same as when you hit rock bottom, then you'll do something about it. But as long as you tolerate being sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, but hey, you know, what else is there? It's better than. Then you're not willing to do anything. So, as a therapist, when you're working with somebody and you can see them going downhill quickly, what's your job? Is your job to stop them from going downhill? Or is it your job to support them as they go downhill? And this is, I'm not answering that. I don't know what the answer is for you. Certainly for me, what I believe my role has been to help people, and this is especially of late, to help people as they go through their hero's journey. It's to be there, to be that support, to say, it's okay, you're going to get through this. And you're going to get to the other side. Yes, of course, our job is to help people to get the resources that they need to be able to push off the bottom strongly. Absolutely. Give them resources. Help them to find out about themselves. However, it's not our job to stop people from experiencing what they have to experience. You know, you can't get drunk reading the label on a bottle of wine. You know, you can't learn through somebody else's experience. Somebody gives you a map of the country and you look at the map. You haven't been to that country and you don't know what the country's about. To actually know what the country's about, you've got to go there. And so this is what the situation with people who need to suffer, because you need to suffer to then know that, hey, I'm not going to go through this ever again. I'm going to change who I am. So our job, I suppose, is to facilitate the change, is to help the person become the version of themselves that really they ought to be. Because as you're falling, you're not the best version of yourself. Our job is support, guide, strengthen. But it isn't to change somebody's path. That's not our job, and we don't have the right to do that. Yes, we can give advice, of course. But remember, a child learns that something's hot to the touch by touching it. They don't learn that it's hot to the touch by you telling them that it's hot to the touch. It's something they understand cognitively, but there's something very powerful about putting your hand on something hot and going, ooh, I won't do that again. And so maybe our job is to let people burn themselves, but be there with the towel, with the cold towel, with the ice, with everything that they need to be able to heal that and then get on. Yeah? So, it's an interesting way. Before, when I first started off therapy, I didn't want anybody to hit the bottom. I didn't want them to hit the bottom. I worked jolly hard for people not to hit the bottom. And I think in many ways, I was doing them a great disservice, because it just prolongs the agony. No, sometimes people have got to understand what they don't want. You know, life is a series of contrasts, isn't it? You must know what you don't want to be able to then know what you want. Yeah. So there you are. That's kind of quite a deep subject, and I'm sure you've got your opinions on that as well. However, I've just given you my opinions. I hope that's of value, and I love you all, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.